Hey, Rebecca, can we talk about food delivery for a second? It is a real problem.
Yeah, it's a real problem because it seems like food delivery only benefits one group of people, which is customers, because it's super convenient.
Yeah, but it is also becoming so expensive, it's no longer going to be super convenient for people for very long. And it's even worse for restaurants and the tech companies trying to connect the two groups.
Yeah, so restaurants often lose money on delivery orders from app-based services like DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, because of the high fees they have to pay to those companies, often as much as 30%. Now, those companies say that that's the price of doing business, and this isn't really new, but it really got worse during the peak of the pandemic when everyone was ordering in.
Yeah, restaurants had to shift to delivery if they wanted to survive, but now many are trying to escape it because it's hurting their ability to survive. It's sort of like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, you know?
Yeah, I actually covered this beat as a reporter in the early months of the pandemic in New York City, and one of the things that blew my mind was that Grubhub even charged fees on things that had nothing to do with deliveries. So, for example, you Google your favorite restaurant's name, and the first hit that shows up is actually a Grubhub phone number associated with the restaurant. And you don't notice because you're a busy person, so you call that number just to, you know, ask about food, maybe check on your delivery. And Grubhub used to charge restaurants a fee for those calls.
That is wild. Oh my God.
Yeah. Now, they changed that practice last year after a bunch of public outcry, but still.
Grubhub. Emphasis on the grub, am I right? Jeez. Anyway, cities like New York have placed a permanent 15% cap on delivery fees, for example, but Grubhub, DoorDash, and Uber Eats sued the city of New York to get those higher fees back. And so local governments in other cities like Denver, Seattle, and St. Louis have also capped off their fees.
Now, the outcome of the New York lawsuit is still pending. And again, all of this has been going on for a while. But what is new is restaurants have been fighting back, or in the worst case, just coping with the changes. For example, fast food chains like McDonald's have actually negotiated a contract with DoorDash for lower delivery fees. The Wall Street Journal first reported that. But DoorDash is hiking rates for McDonald's at locations that fulfill orders too slowly. So if that place keeps a DoorDash driver waiting for too long, they'll be charged a fee of up to 20% instead of a base of around 11%.
Wow, DoorDash really living up to the name. Like, you better be dashing or we're going to charge you more. There are some other workarounds, though. Chain restaurants are creating more drive-thrus and incentivizing pickup orders over deliveries. So, for example, Domino's offers a $3 discount if you pick up your own pizza. So you get some money saved, but on the downside, you have to go to Domino's. Mm-hmm. And Taco Bell and Burger King are also adding more lanes to their drive-thrus to accommodate more pickups, so it's much less of a hassle to get your food in person. And some restaurants are getting even more creative than that, so they're making foods that are specifically designed to travel well. Like, did you know this, that Applebee's made its own delivery-only service that makes Cheetos-covered chicken wings? Called Cosmic Wings?
I just found this out.
Isn't that ridiculous?
You say ridiculous, I say delicious, Dave, so.
Okay, well, again, this is why we will never see eye to eye. I'm sorry. I mean, they sound enticing. I just don't know if I'd order those because I'm not 6 years old anymore, and I have a little thing called dignity, but it is pretty clever.
Anyway, don't yuck my yum. Now, for smaller mom and pop shops, though, the solution continues to be ordering directly from them. So go to their website and see what options they want you to use for delivery to ensure that most of the profit goes to them and their employees. And Dave, we could have a whole conversation about employees, restaurant workers, and delivery workers and their working conditions, but we will have to save that for another time.
Oh,
but Rebecca.